Glory to God forever. Jesus offers eternal life, life everlasting, to every person. He offers himself. The Lord God Almighty offers himself fully to every person on the earth. Amen. Lord, we give you this time. We welcome you here, and I believe, as always, with those who are listening, that you'll reveal your glory to them. Amen. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Very short message. This week I'm talking about the presence of Jesus Christ. That's the presence of God. Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty, and he offers himself fully to a person. It's the greatest and only offer made to mankind. Jesus spoke about eternal life. And what is eternal life? He said it specifically. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Amen. So the summary of that, if you wanted to really, you know, summarize that glorious, those glorious words of Jesus, it's a relationship with him, knowing him. A relationship. We as humans were made for relationships. First and foremost, with the Lord God Almighty, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And then also, we are made, we have relationships with humans, don't we? I mean, every person who's living has relationships with humans. And we need to be in good standing, so to speak, with all people. So that's connected to it. That's something Jesus revealed that. Please bear with me. I've got a sore throat. Please do say a prayer for me. But I'm so encouraged, and I want to encourage anyone who will listen. We can just summarize everything. It's just having a relationship with him. That's everything. He's going to do everything that we desire. He will lead us. That list of wonderful things Jesus does. He's doing those all the time. Jesus loves, Jesus saves, Jesus heals, redeems, delivers, gives in so many ways. Glory to God. And let's remember, okay, who is Jesus Christ? He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. He's the revelation of God. Everything about Jesus Christ reveals the Father God Almighty. This is an eternal revelation. I think that's why in that verse, you know, in that, when Jesus said what eternal life is, he mentioned both. He said the only true God and Jesus Christ. Jesus reveals the only true God. It's so wonderful. I mean, the gospel is wonderful beyond wonderful. It's, anyone in the world might wonder, okay, what is the only true God like? And let's remember, most of the world does not know him. Most of the world, even many of them are sincere in what they are seeking. They're in various religions, aren't they? Or they're in nothing. They don't, you know, they're not believers in Jesus Christ. This is a tragedy. But it's pretty safe to say that most of the world, well, God has put eternity in every person's heart. That's in Ecclesiastes. And every person, whether they admit it or not, is longing for the only true God. Okay? I don't want to go into that too much, but everything that humans do for the most part, is they are seeking happiness. They are seeking something to fill them, right? And this reveals every person desires the only true God. They just and their response. I've mentioned this before, but if we asked them, if we did a study of all of these people, that would be billions of people. They would have all kinds of different opinions and views and perspectives of what God is like, wouldn't they? They would. So many. Every person would have. Every one of these unbelievers, okay, would have their own view of what God is like. Some even say, oh, well, there's no God. Okay? But it's so simple and so wonderful. If anyone wants to know what God is like, just look at Jesus Christ. Amen. He's revealed himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the most glorious, so wonderful. We just celebrated Easter. Jesus died for the world. That's God's heart for the world. That's how much he loves the world. He gave his Son to the world. He's giving his Son now through the Holy Spirit. So I want to finish up. This is a short message. I wanted to at least just present how wonderful our great God is. And how do we know that? Because of his Son. To think that everything about Jesus reveals the only true God. Like everything, it's all found in him. And his presence and glory, so wonderful. That's the most wonderful thing. You know, even if someone doesn't experience his presence and glory, someone in the born-again phase, they know how, I mean, Jesus Christ, so wonderful. Such the perfect answer. The amen, amen. But that, and that's what I want to continue to emphasize in this short series. The presence of Jesus is his glory and majesty, his beauty, his power, his mercy and love and graciousness. He's always giving. Amen. Amen. And the indisputable proof is what we just celebrated last week. The fact that Jesus died for the world. That as a man, he died for the world. That he, and so much more. We can look at his ministry. We can look at his, to think that he would die for the world. And then, and now, Jesus is alive. God is giving his Son through the Holy Spirit. In fact, to anyone who receives him, he gives his Son forever. That's part of eternal life. Living forever in glory. That's what God offers. That's how his offer is beyond words, is beyond, and really the deepest reality is his presence in glory, which is available. Yesterday I spoke about the four phases of knowing God. It's just about going into the subsequent phases, and we go deeper with him, but we also, we're losing our old nature so that we can connect with the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. Amen.